John the Baptist readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John rejoiced and pointed out the Lamb of God. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and to the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John rejoiced and pointed out the Lamb of God. Come, let us adore him. God called great prophets to foretell the coming of his Son. The greatest called before his birth was John, the chosen one. John searched in solitude for Christ and knew him when he came. He showed the world the Lamb of God and hailed him in our name. That lonely voice cried out the truth, derided and denied. As witness to the law of God, his mighty martyr died. We praise you, Trinity in one, the light of unknown ways, the hope of all who search for you, whose love fills all our days. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb he pronounced my name.
Psalm 20.
O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb he pronounced my name. The Lord made my mouth a sharp sword and protected me with his outstretched arm. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre of the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord made my mouth a sharp sword and protected me with his outstretched arm. This is the testimony of John. There is one coming after me who existed before me. Psalm 91 concluded. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox a strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the testimony of John. There is one coming after me who existed before me. He came as witness to the light, so that everyone might believe through him. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord was addressed to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. I said, Our Lord, look, I do not know how to speak. I am a child. But the Lord replied, Do not say, I am a child. Go now to those to whom I send you, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to protect you. It is the Lord who speaks. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, There, I am putting my words into your mouth. Look, today I am setting you over the nations and over kingdoms, to tear up and to knock down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. So now, brace yourself for action. Stand up and tell them all I command you. Do not be dismayed at their presence, or in their presence I will make you dismayed. I, for my part, today, will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron and a wall of bronze, to confront all this land, the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the country people. They will fight against you, but shall not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. A responsory from Jeremiah 1. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. I am putting my words into your mouth. I am setting you over the nations and over kingdoms. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine, Sermon 293. The Church observes the day of John's birth as a holy day. None of the Fathers is thus solemnly commemorated. We celebrate John's birth as we celebrate Christ's. I cannot let this feast pass without a sermon, and if I speak more briefly than the dignity of the subject demands, its very profundity gives you food for thought. John's mother was old and barren, while Christ's mother was young and a virgin. John's father was struck dumb for not believing that he would be born. The Virgin Mary believed and conceived Christ in faith. That is what we are to investigate, and that is what I propose to talk about. But I have set out the mystery first, so that if I find myself incapable of plumbing all the depths of it, either for lack of time or lack of skill, the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. His voice will make itself heard in your heart without mine, for it is in your mind and heart you are his temples. John marks the frontier between the Old and the New Testaments. The Lord speaks of him as a boundary line. Quote, the law and the prophets are valid until John the Baptist. End of quote. He represents the Old Testament and at the same time introduces the New. His parents were old, in keeping with his first role, while yet in his mother's womb he was saluted as a prophet, in recognition of his second. Although he was not yet born at the time of Mary's visitation, he leapt in his mother's womb. His mission was made clear even before he was born. He was revealed as Christ's precursor before he so much as saw him. These divine mysteries transcend man's feeble understanding. When, at last, he was born and received his name, his father's tongue was loosened. Consider the symbolic significance of what happened. Zachary fell silent and lost the power of speech until John, the Lord's precursor, was born and restored his speech. Is not Zachary's silence a hidden prophecy, kept secret and, as it were, pent up before Christ could be proclaimed? His speech was restored at John's birth. His voice was made clear when he came as had been foretold. The restoration of Zachary's power of speech is like the rending of the veil of the temple when Christ was crucified. If John proclaimed himself, he could not have restored his father's speech. Zachary's tongue was loosened because a voice was born. When John was announcing our Lord's coming, he was asked, "Who are you?" He replied, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." John was a voice, but in the beginning, the Lord was the Word. John was a voice for a time, but Christ, who is the beginning, was the Word, and is the Word in eternity. Responsory from the first chapter of Luke. You little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him. You shall make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him. Te Deum. We bless you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, you sent St. John the Baptist to the people of Israel to make them ready for Christ the Lord. Give us the grace of joy in the Spirit and guide the hearts of all the faithful in the way of salvation and peace. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.